Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Every Tuesday morning, we talk about news events and we talk to people related to Lincoln County government. So excited to have on the show today Lisa Clark. She's a radio communications specialist from Racy's. How you doing?
Oh, real good, Casey. Glad to be here.
How are things going out there in the radio operations world as a general rule?
Well, we're sparking a lot of interest in the community, I think, especially since the tsunami event that happened recently. I think more and more people are really looking at, hopefully, how to get their amateur radio license and how they can be of service for our community in the event of a disaster.
So you feel like people are thinking, hey, understanding this technology could help me and my family and the community, and seeing an increase in enrollment in your local groups.
Yes, definitely.
Where, when we look back at the history of Racy's, do you have a kind of a perspective from a national versus a local perspective in terms of that?
I would like to bring up the history of Racy's and just talk a minute about that. I've only been in this for about 4.5 years, so this is pretty interesting to me at how Racy's did get started. The concept of Racy's was to replace the conventional amateur radio service during wartime, and it was developed in 1952 as a result from input from the American Radio Relay League and the Department of the Army's Office of Civil Defense. And during World War II, the amateur radio service had been silenced, and a new war emergency radio service had to be created from scratch in a process that took about 6 months. And the result was Racy's, the Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service. It was designed to provide a quicker and smoother transition in the event the president ever needed to silence the regular amateur radio service, again when invoking the War Powers Act. And despite 4 years involving the United States since 1952, this has never happened. So we hope
never
it won't,
it.
But yeah.
So with radio operation, I mean, there was a difference between, who are the two groups then? Did you get a grasp of that? Because that's interesting. Why would he want to silence the regular group there?
Well, we are Racy's, and what Racy's is the Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service. It was authorized by Part 97 of the FCC Rules and Regulations. It's a volunteer organization of licensed amateur radio operators who donate time, energy, skills, and use of personal equipment for public service. And Racy's is organized under FEMA and operates according to the Federal Communication Commission, FCC rules. Here in Lincoln County, it is now ACS Racy's, the Auxiliary Communications Service Racy's. Racy's is a function under the Auxiliary Communications Service. We have several resources under that now, like CERT hams. There's a lot of CERT that are becoming ham radio operators. And we also have a pool of resources we can use from our Lincoln County Amateur Radio Club and ARIES. So,
you know, when you designated it with the auxiliary, and I forget the term used there, auxiliary communication service, was that part of a kind of a FEMA requirement to really identify our local groups, you know, under those kinds of terms?
Let me see.
Possibly.
Here. Yeah. Let me explain it this way, maybe a little bit. For many, many years here in Lincoln County, we were known as Racy's Rats.
Rats. And was rats just kind of a term in terms of just having fun?
Well, it was more than that.
Is it an acronym, too?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Radio Auxiliary Telecommunications Specialist.
Oh, okay.
And Under that, Racy's, you know, again, it comes out in wartime or in a catastrophic event. And the rats would come out during more peace times, like public service events.
Oh, okay.
And so that's where, in Oregon, we have 36 counties, and 34 of those counties are Aries Racy's, and we are ACS Racy's. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
There's different terminologies. I mean, essentially, you have the same goal, but so the RATS is an acronym,
right? Yeah.
So when you know you're 4.5 years locally, what made you and your husband discover radio communications? What made it interesting to you?
Well, actually, about 4.5 years ago, we both volunteer for the American Red Cross here locally.
Mm-hmm. And was that previous to your radio operation experience?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And someone wanted to know if we'd be interested in getting our ham radio license.
Huh.
And never knew a single thing about it beforehand, but we took a class up at Longview Hills to get our technician license, and we just skyrocketed from there, and we fell in love with it. There's nothing more I'd rather do, Casey.
I know. Well, you know, we were talking prior to the interview, and you said, you know, we are really, really enjoy this. And do you remember when, or was there something about, and I'm kind of reflecting on my own fascination with radio, when I discovered shortwave radio.
Yeah.
In my mid-teens, and how fascinating that was to listen to a signal from halfway across the world. It just was just kind of a fascinating experience. And, you know, I know really that that was a turning point for me and my interest in radio in general. Was there a turning point when you were working with other people, looking at their equipment, doing an exercise or operations where you started to really you know, feel the calling?
Yes. Yes. We started out real slow because it can cost quite a bit of money to acquire radio equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So we started out with both of us got a handheld, and we were just 2 meter locally on repeaters. And then we did, we participated in Red Cross drills and exercises where it was statewide with Oregon Trail and Willamette Red Cross, and they had ham radio stations, and we became more and more fascinated with that, and we wanted to just pursue it further.
Lincoln County Connections, talking to Lisa Clark. She is a radio amateur civil emergency services operator specialist. And what do you made just a point there, Lisa. You want to talk about what you were thinking?
Yeah, I really want to stress that we are not a Racy's only county. We are ACS Racy's, and again, ACS plays into the community with public service events or non-governmental agencies, and Racy's comes out during catastrophic events and of course if there was wartime.
So Racy's is activated, you know, in an emergency, you know, that designation, but otherwise as we do you know, emergency services exercises and informal, because really there's a lot of informal activity. I mean, you guys talk all the time, don't you, on your radios?
Yeah.
and by, you know, creating that auxiliary communication service, I think, has that allowed your group to have some additional funding to do training and activity, or are those two kept separate?
Well, we're still in the beginning stages of developing the Lincoln County ACS Racy's. The administrative plan has just recently been developed, and we're now working on the operational plan. And that's going to be where we want field guides out on inside every primary agency. So if and when the big one hits, you know, we're some people some people tend to believe that if we live near 911 or if we live near the hospital, then it's going to be us that are going to be going there. But of course, you know, we can't predict where we're going to be. So if we, with these field guides, with guides on how to operate the station and equipment, any of us, wherever we're at, will be able to operate from any of our primary agencies. So that's something we're really working on.
So if individuals are interested in learning more about radio operation, they're not alone, because how many radio operators do we have in Lincoln County, roughly?
There is 52 ACS RACES members, and then with the radio club, you know, I'm not sure there, probably about 30.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot. We have a lot, but we need more, especially going east and into South County.
So to put it in perspective, we have a disaster situation. What advantages does, you know, this ham radio operation have, you know, in a large-scale disaster? Can you kind of lay that out?
Yes. Well, here again in Lincoln County, we have the Auxiliary Communication Service, ACS, and RACES and other reserve communication functions like the CERT HAMs, the Lincoln County Amateur Radio Club, ARIES. Those provide a pool of unpaid emergency communication personnel that are called upon in a time of need. And we play a variety of roles that allow public safety officials to maximize their resources, including facilitating communications, providing the emergency manager or coordinator with on-scene situational awareness so that they can formulate a response, and helping manage large-scale events such as fairs, marathons, parades. Having the Auxiliary Communication Service gives us more flexibility to operate. And using the same operators and the same frequencies, an ACS unit that is also enrolled in RACES can switch hats to meet the requirements of the situation as it develops. I think I mentioned this earlier, but for example, during a non-declared emergency, ACS can operate under the Auxiliary Communication Service. But when an emergency or disaster is officially declared by our county or state, the operation will then become RACES.
Becomes RACES, okay.
And we just have an excellent group, and we're really looking for more and more. But each week we check in to emergency nets here on the air. We do that by UHF, VHF, and HF, high frequency. We also have monthly meetings and regular training. But we're always looking for more, especially in that stretch going south from Ona Beach to Seal Rock and the Bayshore community, really want to get trained operators there.
So how do I spot a radio operator in my neighborhood? Do I look for an antenna sticking out of the top of the house?
Yeah, you know, when I drive, daily when I drive, I am always looking for those antennas sticking up out of the
really?
Houses. But yeah, a lot of us, you aren't going to be able to tell who we are, but many of us do have antennas on our roof, or we can go portable, set up anywhere.
So these units communicate from, you know, unit to unit, basically, from antenna to receiver, and your teams will just set up a chain. Does it have to be line of sight? Is that part of
the... Not at all. That's what's so great about it. Yeah. 2 meter VHF, UHF, you can, that's pretty local, but you can operate like a 300-mile radius. So we have repeaters on Otter Crest and Lincoln City and the courthouse here in Lincoln County. We can reach all throughout the valley and, of course, Oregon Emergency Management in Salem. And then we can go out all over the world on HF. So, but you need a different antenna and setup for that.
If someone's interested in getting started, can they come to the club and begin to explore the technology? Do you have any events coming up where they might be able to take a look at what you're doing?
Yeah. Well, let me answer your first question. If anyone's interested to become a radio operator, you must obtain an entry-level technician license. And that is just, you have to pass a 35-question multiple-choice test. Mm-hmm. That deals with basic electronics, good operating skills, and safety. And you can do that by my husband and I. We also, to get our next license general, we just bought the manual, and you can do that mm-hmm. for your technician, and we just self-studied. And so you can get these books online through Ham Radio Outlet or the American Radio League. We do have a ham radio operator. He is just finishing up a technician class at the Performing Arts, and he mm-hmm. will be starting another one, so I'll get that date and time out for you.
Okay, that would be great. If you could get that information, we could put it on the county homepage and
yeah,
continue to let people know.
For meetings, we have the Lincoln County Amateur Radio Club, and that meets on the second Tuesday of each month at the Central Lincoln PUD building in Newport. And it starts at 7 and usually ends no later than 9. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's interested in just listening or just coming on in, we would love to have them.
So that's at the PUD building. What day was that again?
Second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m.
Okay, so folks could come to that meeting and go, okay, this is the kind of group that is operating these radios. And that would be a great way to have an introduction. And I don't know, what do you think, Lisa? What can someone just real briefly expect mm-hmm. in terms of a financial commitment if they wanted to go solo? I mean, can you do it for under $1,500 eventually? Or
oh, definitely. Oh. The first thing that you want to buy is a handheld. That's what most everybody buys, is just a handheld and your antenna and a battery pack. Those are the basics. And we spent $125 each brand new, but there's certainly people that will trade. We have such a wonderful ham community out there. They'll trade for equipment. They'll even give you, if you're first starting out, they'll give you an old handheld that they had until you can acquire your own. And then of course the price just goes up from there depending on what you're interested in.
Yeah, you can get a as far as you probably want to go. Well, Lisa, we only have about a minute left. I did want to just recap, just to get started for someone, where would they contact you?
Okay, they can contact myself, Lisa Clark, okay, on my email address.
Is that lclark@hotmail.com?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm glad that was the right one.
And then Darren Wilson is our auxiliary communications chief, and he also would be available for any questions. And his email address is darren@wilson.org.
darren@wilson.org. Okay. Well, Lisa, we're going to have you back on the program, and I think half hour to me always goes by so fast. Thanks for coming on. But, you know, and discuss more and more about what you're doing and the exercises, because you're really an important part of that as well. So thanks for being on the program. And for those folks who are interested, we'll get some information for you and post it on the county homepage. We can probably maybe do a one sheet for those interested in radio communications and its importance to our community. And emergency services, and you know, all types of events and activities. So thanks, Lisa, for being on the program.
Well, thank you, Casey.
Okay. Well, thank you, KCUP. You can download this program later today on their website, which is always a nice feature. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next week when we talk to Nancy Smith of Food Share.